Pope Benedict XVI today visited the world-renowned Vatican Apostolic Library and Secret Archives. The Pope was met by archivist and librarian of the Holy Roman Church, Cardinal Jan Lewis Toran. Lydia O'Kane reports.
The Vatican Library and Archives contain a treasure trove of history down through the centuries, including precious manuscripts, documents and books. The library was constructed in accordance with the intention of Pope Nicholas V for what was called the common convenience of the learned, and it now houses a priceless collection of over 1.6 million books, 75,000 manuscripts, as well as archival documents, engravings, coins and medals. It is used as an instrument for fostering, guarding and spreading culture, but apart from its wealth of art and science, the library also has responsibility in areas of conservation and research. The Vatican's secret archives, meanwhile, conjure up an idea of intrigue and mystery, but in actual fact, many of its documents have been opened for scholastic research. In a speech during his visit to both the Vatican Apostolic Library and the secret archives, Pope Benedict made reference to the opening of the archives by Leo XIII in 1881, and how they have been a reference point for a whole generation of historians. He also made reference to his decision to open recent documents pertaining to the papacy of Pope Pius XI.
Ne sono prova i primi frutti che la recente apertura agli studiosi del pontificato di Pio XI, da me decisa nel giugno del 2006, ha fino ad oggi prodotto.
And on a personal note, Pope Benedict confessed that he too wanted at the age of 70 to dedicate himself to the study and search of interesting documents, but he said the Lord had another plan for him.
Confesso che al compimento del mio 70° anno di età avrei tanto desiderato che l'amato Papa Giovanni Paolo II mi concedesse di potermi dedicare allo studio e alla ricerca di interessanti documenti riperti da voi custoditi con cura, veri capolavori che ci aiutano a ripercorrere la storia dell'umanità e del cristianesimo.
Pope Benedict's visit comes just before the Vatican Library closes its doors in July for much-needed restoration work, which is expected to continue for 3 years. However, it will still continue to provide its research service to scholars. I'm Lydia O'Kane.